Hello and welcome back to the Grid Talk podcast, everybody. My name is George Harrison and today we have something slightly different for you all. Today we're going to bring you our takes for what we think will happen in the 2022 Formula One season. We're going to take you on a journey around the globe to get our panelists' take on what they think is going to happen this year in the pinnacle of motorsport. Now, please bear in mind that most of these predictions were recorded before Bahrain testing, so if we are proven horribly wrong come November time, you know why, and you have been warned. We'll start with my predictions, and we'll start with the Drivers' Champion for 2022. And I think this will be the year that Sir Lewis Hamilton breaks Michael Schumacher's record of 7 titles. He'll get his 8th title this year. I think Mercedes will probably have the best car this year. It's hard to tell, obviously. It's very early stages, of course. But I do think their car looks very fast. They've got, obviously, an incredible driver in Hamilton. And George Russell's joining the team as well. And that's also going to be my pick for the Constructors' Championship. I think that Mercedes will win the Constructors' Championship as well. I don't think George Russell will be second. I don't think it'll be a 1-2. I think Sir Lewis Hamilton will be first, obviously. But I think Russell, I think he'll get some wins, but I don't see him being up there with Max Verstappen. I think he'll probably finish second, but those are my two picks for those. Next up, we've got most pole positions. Now, I'm going to go for a bit of a left field one here, and I'm going to go for Charles Leclerc. Now, I believe Leclerc won the first pole position trophy, i.e. the trophy that you get for winning the most pole positions in a season. I think he got that in 2019, his first year in Ferrari, and Ferrari had a good car that year, but I don't think they had the best car, really, even with their slightly questionable engine. I think they were still, obviously Mercedes still had the best car that year, and Leclerc still got the most pole positions. So Lewis Hamilton, obviously, he has the most pole positions in the sport's history, but he doesn't get them too often these days. I think he's maybe lost a little tiny bit of his one last lap pace. But, you know, obviously he's still incredibly quick. Other contenders for that are definitely Max Verstappen. I think that George Russell could be a very good qualifier as well, but I'm going to go for Charles Leclerc of Ferrari. I think that Ferrari have a much better package this year. I think Ferrari, I don't think they'll win the other title. It's possible, but I think they'll be challenging. I think they'll be getting wins and podiums quite regularly. Could be the regular top three we've seen in the turbo hybrid era up there this season. And most fastest laps. Now, this is a tough one. I'm going to go for Max Verstappen, just to kind of spread it round a bit. Obviously, we know how quick he is. He's the defending champion. Red Bull, I think they'll have a very good car again this year. And obviously, Verstappen, you know, he's got incredible pace. He can definitely produce quite a few fastest laps if he is pushed to do so. Next up, we have the winner of the Monaco Grand Prix. Now, again, this is a tough one. I feel, you know, I'm going to go bold. Why not? You know, fortune favours the brave. I'm going to go for Daniel Ricciardo. Now, obviously, 2021, it was not a great year for him. He did get McLaren's first win, though, in 9 years in Italy. Ricciardo is very good around Monaco. He should have won in 2016. He did win in 2018, I believe it was. He's very quick around that track. And obviously qualifying is paramount round there. You got on pole, you're probably going to win. And I think he could produce something special there. So I'm going to go for Daniel Ricciardo to win Monaco. I don't think it's particularly likely, but I'm going to stick it out with that one. Full safety car periods over the season. So not virtual safety cars, we're talking full safety car. Bernd Meyerlander out there leading the race. How many times is that going to happen over the season? Well, we've got 23 races. And I'm going to go, again, a bit of a boring one, but I'm going to go for a nice round 20. I think there's going to be some races that have none, but there's going to be some races like Saudi Arabia, like Monaco, Canada as well. They are, you know, these are races where they normally have a lot of safety cars. Singapore as well, Singapore's back. So I think we're going to average it out around 20, so almost a safety car period every race on average. The first team to announce a driver change for 2023. Now, this is a tough one. I don't see Mercedes changing their lineup. I don't think Red Bull are particularly likely to change their lineup. Same with Ferrari. Same with Aston. Probably same with Alpine. I'm going to go. I don't know. McLaren? No, not really. You know, I'm going to go back on what I said. I'm going to go something bold. I'm going to say that Alpine signing Gasly. And I don't know who he's going to replace. Probably Alonso. But if Ocon doesn't perform, then he could be out of there. But I'm going to tie this into my next one. I'm going to say Alonso retiring because Alpine don't have a particularly great car. I don't think they're going to be particularly good. I'm going to go for them for the disappointment of the season. I think that they're not really going to progress. They got fifth in the Constructors' Championship last year. I don't think they had the fifth fastest car, but I think because Yuki Tsunoda struggled in AlphaTauri, they got fifth because of that. I think also Aston Martin are going to be up there. I think even Williams, they could be challenging Alpine. I know Alpine is saying they're confident, but how many times have we heard this before? It's particularly with a team that Alonso is driving for. He seems to have the worst timing, so I'm going to go for them for disappointment of the season. Surprise of the season, in a good way. I'm going to give it in a good way. I'm going to say that Ferrari, again, I've kind of mentioned this before, but Ferrari getting their first win since 2019 and getting regular podiums, I think they'll be in a very solid third position this year. They could even be challenging Red Bull for second in the Constructors' Championship, especially with how quick Leclerc is and how consistent Carlos Sainz is. So I'm going to say them. And the most DNFs. Now, I think last year, at least until the last race anyway, the team with the fewest DNFs was Alfa Romeo. Now, Alfa, they've got two new drivers in the car. Valtteri Bottas, very experienced. I think he's a decent driver. But they've got a rookie as well, Guanyu Zhou. So I'm going to say Alfa Romeo for the most DNFs this season. In terms of a team, also because as well they've been having some mechanical issues in testing. That could get ironed out, of course, but it might not be. And for the driver with the most DNFs, unsurprisingly, it's going to be Nikita Mazepin. Over to the next panellist.
Hi. My name is Aaron Harper, and I am the host of the Five Red Lights F1 podcast. These are my predictions for Formula One Grid Talk. For most DNFs this season, I'm going for Esteban Ocon. Biggest disappointment? Sergio Perez. Big surprise? Guanyu Zhou. The first driver change for 2023 will be at AlphaTauri, with Alex Albon replacing Pierre Gasly. Total number of full safety car periods, 15. The winner of Monaco will be Charles Leclerc. The driver with the most fastest laps this season, Lando Norris. The driver to score the most pole positions this year, Charles Leclerc. My Constructors World Champions are Mercedes. And my Drivers World Champion is Lewis Hamilton.
Hi guys, how are you? My name's Sam. I'm a big F1 fan, been into F1 for about 4 or 5 years now. First season I watched full time was 2018. I got into it not really through Drive to Survive, that kind of came a bit after I started watching. I got into it due to the fact I enjoyed playing the game so much. That was pretty much it. I kind of hated the sport before. I don't know what I was thinking, really. I thought it was just really boring. But now I love it. And thank you to George for getting me into the game and then getting me into the sport and then bringing me onto this group. I mean, during the off-season, I don't really communicate that much with F1, really. I try to take a few months away from it and kind of have a break from it all because it can get quite full-on when you're doing everything throughout the season and stuff, you know. So here we go with these predictions. So we've got the drivers' championship prediction first. Yeah, it's a difficult one because it's new rules. We really have no clue who's going to be on top, although we kind of know Red Bull and Mercedes is going to be the sharp end of the grid. And from the first 3 days of testing, it's kind of hard to tell who's got the fastest car. I think, yeah, I'm going to go with Lewis Hamilton for this to get his Sir Lewis Hamilton to get his 8th world title. This is due to the fact that last year he's going to be very angry at what happened in Abu Dhabi. I can see him having that extra fire in his belly to finally get it done and beat Michael Schumacher's record of 7 titles. Yeah, I think he's really... And Mercedes, we all know that they're going to be near the top of the tree, despite what they say. So yeah, I think Lewis is going to come out and win this year, but obviously take all these predictions with a grain of salt because we really don't know at this kind of stage like what's going to happen. Following from that, we've got the Constructors' Championship, and again, I'm going to go with Mercedes for this due to the fact I think, again, they're going to be just so hungry to win this title, just to prove the fact that they are the best team around after what happened last year, because last year was the first time they were challenged in 6 or 7 years, and no matter what you think about what happened in the last race, they did lose. So they're going to be hungry to come back and win this year, and I think they've really got an upgrade from last year in George Russell. I think he's really going to put the spanner amongst the works amongst the top few drivers, because last year we saw Bottas. He was okay in certain periods of the season, but he really couldn't keep up with the people around him that much. And compared to Perez, he was kind of not as good. So yeah, George Russell's a definite upgrade on Bottas, and he's going to be so hungry to prove himself as well. I don't think he'll get second. I think he might finish fourth, potentially fifth. Don't know. Depends how long it takes him to get used to the car. But yeah, Mercedes for the Constructors Championships. Most pole positions, difficult. So again, depends on whose car's the best and who performs the best on the day. Last year, Max was exceptional at pole positions. I mean, you can't take that away from him, apart from Saudi Arabia. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with, kind of linking to my prediction of Lewis Hamilton for the title, I'm going to go with Lewis Hamilton again for that. And then now we've got most fastest laps. Now, fastest laps is an interesting one, because we will usually see either Red Bull, Mercedes, Ferrari, whoever's the top team at the time, kind of pit their second driver towards the end of the race to get that fastest lap, put the soft tyres on, go for a blitz for the last two laps and take the point off to whoever their first driver is fighting the title. So last year we saw that happen a lot with taking points off each other, Bottas and Perez. I don't know who got it last year. It's probably one of those two. No idea. Or no, Max got quite a few as well. Not sure. But yeah, I'm going to go, I don't know, it's a difficult one. I think I'm going to go for a spanner amongst the worst and go for Checo. Why not? A winner of Monaco. Honestly, no clue, because it's last year Max won it absolutely in dominant fashion. Didn't have a race there in 2020, don't think. No, didn't. And then 2019, Lewis and Max had another great battle throughout that entire race. That was probably one of the best Monaco Grand Prix I've seen in a while. Last year's race was really dull, to be honest. I'm not a big fan of Monaco anyway, in terms of the spectacle, but it certainly takes a lot of skill. And as you know, on the game, it's bloody hard. You can't keep out of the barriers for more than a lap without flashbacks. I don't know how they do it. But yeah, winner of Monaco this year, I don't know. Max, I don't know. I'm going to say Max. Don't know. So full safety car periods over the season. So I'm assuming that means how many safety cars are going to be deployed over the course of the season. I don't know. I don't know. I was going to go, well, there's 23 races, or 24, depending on COVID stuff, and there might be like two or three a race. I'm going to go with 32. I don't know, 32. There you go. That's my one. So first team to announce a driver change for 2023, and which drivers this will involve. Well, I don't know. I was trying to think like what drivers are waiting to get opportunities. I'm going to go with a bold one here. Say Fernando Alonso is going to retire at the end of this year. And his replacement will be Oscar Piastri for Alpine. So that's Alpine with Fernando Alonso. Surprise of the season. Haas get a point. There, go that. Disappointment of the season. I think Alfa Romeo are going to be pretty terrible. I don't think they're going to do much. Despite their livery is quite nice, but they just seem to be the teams that are just kind of there. I mean, last year we saw nothing of them. I don't know. Is that even a disappointment though? I don't know. Linking back to the last one, I think Alpine kind of rate their chances quite highly, and I'm not sure whether that's like legitimate kind of a thing. So yeah, I think Alpine might be a disappointment this season. I think people are thinking a lot with this El Plan Alonso meme that's going around, and I'd love kind of him to be at the sharp end of the grid again. But yeah, I don't think they're going to be that good. And another disappointment might be the fact we don't get F2 drivers like Oscar Piastri into the sport this year. And so, yeah. Most DNFs, just trying to think like who crashes a lot. I don't, Charles Leclerc's a great driver, but he does have his really kind of dumb moments when he just does stupid things. So it could be him. Back in the day, it would have just been a McLaren driver because they were so unreliable, but I just don't know now. Because the cars are so reliable, so you don't really get many kind of like mechanical fault DNFs anymore. I don't know. I'm just going to pick a random driver and go with them. Let's just say Lance Stroll. There you go. All right. Well, that's my predictions for the 2022 Formula One season. Yeah. So thank you to George for asking me to do it, and I'll speak to you all soon.
Hi, everyone. So it's Ray from Everradio Motorsport here. And today we're going to talk about predictions for the 2022 Formula One season. I'm going to kick things off with the Constructors' Championship, and I'm putting my money on Ferrari because I'm a lifelong Ferrari fan. So for the Drivers' Championship, I'm putting my money on Charles Leclerc, who I've supported since his Formula 3 days. And I'm also going to put him for the most pole positions, fastest laps, as well as the winner of the Monaco Grand Prix, which incidentally happens to be his home race. With the number of full safety car periods across the season, I'm thinking we could have probably around 10 or so. And the first team to announce a driver change for 2023 will probably be Alpine, which, and I see Alonso being swapped out with Oscar Piastri because of Alonso's age and the fact that he wants to win, he has the pace to win, but things Alpine haven't delivered. And based on what I've seen testing so far, I'm not confident in Alpine delivering again this year, which would probably give Alonso a reason, you know, to say, you know, enough is enough, I'm going to leave the team. Would you allow Oscar Piastri to join in, you know, after missing out on a seat for 2022? For the surprise of this season, I'm probably going to go with AlphaTauri, if not Williams, because both teams have showed some pretty good pace in testing so far. And both teams have, well, I'll say, pretty good driver lineups in the form of, you know, Alex Albon at Williams and Pierre Gasly and Oscar and Yuki Tsunoda at AlphaTauri. And for the disappointment of the season, I think I'm probably going to go with Haas, if not Alfa Romeo, because both teams haven't been exactly been very fast across the past couple of years. And unfortunately, have not been able to make a step based on what we've seen in testing so far. In fact, they're still dealing with reliability gremlins at the moment, which isn't exactly a really good sign, but because the other teams up and down the grid generally have pretty reliable cars, except two teams. And for the most DNFs, you know, because we have Haas and Nikita Mazepin, it's quite obvious, you know, we're going to go with Haas for the most DNFs. And with that, you know, there's our predictions for the 2022 Formula One season.
Hi, my name's Tom Horrocks from the Monkey Seat Podcast, and these are my 2022 driver predictions. So Drivers' Champion is an interesting one, but I don't think you can look beyond Lewis Hamilton, as I just think Mercedes are going to be too strong. They've developed their way into this championship without putting a lot of effort into their 2021 car, and I just think that over the course of the season, Lewis will have the edge over George. I think it will be closer with other teams, but for me, Lewis is the one that that has the overall edge. And it wouldn't be complete without a cat. 2022 Constructors' Championships, I believe Ferrari have got a really good chance of being Constructors' Champions this year. I think their trajectory is solid, and I think they've got certainly the best looking car on the grid, and I think potentially will be up there as one of the fastest. So for me, Constructors' Championships looks like it's heading to Maranello. Most pole positions, again, is an interesting one there, given that I do think that Ferrari are going to have a much stronger season this year. I think he showed in his time at Ferrari that he's a dynamite qualifier, and I think Charles Leclerc has a genuine chance of scoring the most pole positions. I do think he is too error laden to be looking to put together a full championship charge at the moment. Certainly will be in the conversation over the course of the season, but not in the championship fight overall. Most fastest laps is another interesting prediction choice here, and I think that with an improved package, which is certainly not guaranteed at the moment, the Alpine may well, in Fernando Alonso's hand, be scoring a lot of fastest laps at certain points in the season. He would be just outside of those podium positions, pushing for points with not a lot to lose. So I just think maybe Fernando Alonso, who does love a statistic and does love a fastest lap, good chance of getting the most fastest laps this season. Winner of Monaco. Now, I would say winner of Monaco, I do think, as I've said before in my previous predictions, that I think Ferrari are going to be strong. So I think a surprise winner in Carlos Sainz for Monaco would be my bet this year. Lando Norris predicted it in the Spanish Grand Prix last year, so I do think that potentially he's just a year out. So Carlos Sainz for me, winner of the Monaco Grand Prix. Full safety car periods over the season. Well, with a 23 race calendar, I think we're going for this year, I don't think we're going to have one every race. There may be a couple of races where we have multiple safety car periods, but I'm going to go for 15 safety car periods throughout the season. First team to announce a driver change for 2023. So I haven't actually thought about this one before recording, as I forgot it. So this is going to be one completely off the cuff. First driver change to be announced for 2023. three. I am going to go with Red Bull. I think Red Bull are going to axe Perez for the following season, early in the season. So that's my prediction for first driver change. Surprise of the season. Going to be an unpopular one, this one, but surprise of the season, I think it's going to be Nikita Mazepin is going to outscore Mick Schumacher over the course of the season. So that is my surprise, or he's certainly going to be regular point scorer. Disappointment of the season is an easy one for me. I think it's going to be Aston Martin. I can't see that organisation under the current leadership structure and under, you know, with the trajectory it's shown and with the management, that I can't see them being where they want to be, and I think they're going to be another disappointment. We're probably looking at fifth or sixth in the championship again for them. Most DNFs, I think I'm going to go with Guanyu Zhou, as he is a rookie, very little time in the machinery, brand new cars, very hard to drive, nothing like he's ever driven before. It's an obvious choice, I know, but I'm going to stick with Guanyu Zhou for most DNFs in the season. And that is my 2022 driver predictions.
Hey, it's Jawad here from Hit the Apex podcast with my predictions for F1 Grid Talk this year. So for Drivers Champion, I've got Charles Leclerc, Constructors Champions, Ferrari, as much as it breaks my heart to say. Most pole positions have also got Chucky Leclerc in again. Fastest laps, going to give that one to Lewis Hamilton. Monaco Grand Prix winner, going to say Lando Norris. Amount of safety cars this season, 26. Yeah, had to do a bit of math for that. Looked at all the races, what we have. I reckon 26 sounds about right. First driver change for 2023. I've got Fernando Alonso retiring from Formula One. He's fed up. Had enough, and we'll see Oscar Piastri announced at Alpine. Surprise of the season, I know people have been talking about Turkish Grand Prix to replace Russia, but I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe the Chinese Grand Prix will come back this year, and that'll surprise a lot of people as the replacement for Russia. Disappointment of the season will be Red Bull's title defence. They don't really defend well their championships when the rules change, as we saw in 2014, and most DNFs this season, Guanyu Zhou. Thanks, guys.
Hello, I'm Ruby Price, and I'm one of the hosts of the F1 Grid Talk podcast, and these are my predictions for the F1 2022 season. My prediction for Drivers' Champion has got to be Lewis Hamilton. I predict that Mercedes will win the Constructors' Championship. My pick for most pole positions is Lewis Hamilton. I think that George Russell will have the most fastest laps. My pick for winner at Monaco is Daniel Ricciardo. I predict that there will be 16 full safety car periods across the season. I think that the first team to announce a driver change for the 2023 season will be Haas, and it will involve Mazepin and hopefully Jamie Chadwick. My surprise of the season will be if Alfa Romeo get on the podium. My disappointment of the season would be seeing Mick Schumacher being outperformed by his teammate. My pick for the most DNFs of the season has to be Lance Stroll or Aston Martin. There we go.
Hi, I'm Lou Edwards, mostly as a host and guest of the F1 Grid Talk podcast, and these are my predictions for the 2022 Formula One season. So firstly, my pick for the World Drivers Championship of 2022 is Charles Leclerc. For my Constructors Champions, I'm going a little different. I don't think it's going to be a Ferrari who wins it. I think it's going to be Mercedes. For most pole positions, I'm also going to back Charles Leclerc. I really hope that Ferrari have a good season, otherwise I'm going to look silly. Most fastest laps, I am going to go with Lewis Hamilton. Mercedes do like to get their fastest laps in, even if they're not winning races. It's something they often do, so Lewis Hamilton for most fastest laps. Winner of Monaco, I'm going to go with Max Verstappen again. I think Red Bull always build a good car for Monaco, and I think he'll do it again. Even though I think I would love Charles Leclerc to finally get back what he lost last year when he binned it. Of course, got pole position, but couldn't compete in the race. But I still think Max is going to do the business. Well, surely we've got to have a few safety cars this year. Surely there's got to be one in Baku. Surely there's got to be one in Singapore now that we're going back there. So that's two straight off the bat. I think we may get one in Monaco just because of how big and heavy these cars are. I think could be a possibility of a shunt. And then I'm going to go with maybe three more throughout the rest of the season. So I'm going to go with a total of six full safety car periods over the season. I think the first team to announce a driver change for 2023 is going to be Alpine. I think they're not going to have a great season. Fernando Alonso is going to cut his time short. I'm going to see Oscar Piastri take that Alpine seat. My surprise of the season, I'm actually going to go with the only rookie on the grid, and it's going to be Guan Yu Zhou. He's often been written off, and I know that Alfa Romeo may not have a competitive car this year. It's highly likely that they won't, and they're just going to be looking to move into the midfield. But I think we might be able to see some good things from Guan Yu Zhou, and I think he's going to be able to take the fight to Bottas a bit more than I think a lot of people are going to give him credit for. Yeah, he may have not always been the best in F2, but I think he really could do something in Formula 1 this year. And I look forward to seeing what he can do. The disappointment of the season, for me, I feel like I'm going to say George Russell. He's shown he's got, you know, good quali pace. He is Mr. Saturday, but he's never really shown it on Sunday. And I think in a Mercedes, that is going to be amplified more if he doesn't get the results on a Sunday. And I think a lot of people may look at him to see what Bottas has been doing for the last few years. But if George Russell has managed to improve his Sunday pace, I think he could be a good shout for one of the best drivers that we see on the grid this year. But until he really convinces me that he does have the pace on a Sunday, I don't think we're going to see the great George Russell that we all think we are going to see at Mercedes this season. Most DNFs, I am split between two quite obvious drivers. That's Yuki Tsunoda or Nikita Mazepin. But given the way that Formula 1 is at the moment and the way the world is, and the fact that, unfortunately, Nikita Mazepin may be forced out of his seat, I think I'm going to have to go with Yuki Tsunoda. Sorry, Yuki. But just you need to keep the car on track, mate. So there you go. Those are my predictions for the 2022 season. Kind of riding on the fact that Ferrari are going to have a good one. Please prove me right. I think it could be Ferrari's year.